Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is that. Chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. Chapter, text number 4. Please repeat. Tat. It's chapter 13, text number 4. Yeah. Page 525. Tat kshetam yatcha yadrikcha. Tat kshetam yatcha yadrikcha. Yat vikari yatascha yat sachayo yat prabhavascha tat samasi name shrino tat kshetam yatscha yadrikcha yat vikari yatascha yat Sachayo yat prabhavascha tat samase name shrino tat kshetam yatcha yadrikcha yat vikari yatascha yat sachayo yat prabhavascha Tat samase name shrino. Tat kshetam yatcha yadrikcha. Yat vikari yatascha yat. Chayo yat prabhavascha. Tat samase name shrino. Tat kshetam yatscha yadrikcha. Yat vikari yatascha yat. Satchayo yat prabhavascha. Tat samasi name shrino. Tat. That. Kshetam. Field of activities. Yat, what? Cha, also. Yadrik, as it is. Cha, also. Yat, having what? Vikari, changes. Yataha, from which? Cha, also. Yat, what? Saha, he, cha, also, yaha, who, yat, having what, prabhavaha, influence, cha, also, tat, that, samasena, in summary, me, from me, shrinu, understand. Any other meaning of Shrinu? Yeah, right. So if you hear properly, that means you also understand. One word, several meanings. Sanskrit is like that. Translation. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted. What its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what its influences are. Please repeat. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. The Lord is describing the field of activities and the knower of the field of activities in their constitutional positions. One has to know how this body is constituted, the materials of which this body is made, under whose control this body is working, how the changes are taking place. It's quite a list. We have to know quite a lot of things. Where from the changes are coming, what the causes are, what the reasons are, what the ultimate goal of the individual soul is, and what the actual form of the individual soul is. One should also know the distinction between the individual living soul and the super soul, their different influences, their potentials, etc. One just has to understand this Bhagavad Gita directly from the description given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all this will be clarified. But one should be careful not to consider the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everybody to be one with the individual soul, the jiva. This is something like equating the potent and the impotent. Omagyana timirandas gananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasma shri gurave namaha mukham karoti vacham pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinatarinam tat kshetam yatcha yadikcha yatvikari yatascha yat satcha yo yat prabhavascha tatsamasenameshinu. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. So we were studying this in the Bhakti Shasti. This chapter is quite intricate, and just to give a taste for attentive listening, Srila Prabhupada concludes the chapter very wonderfully. He says in the last purport to this chapter that the purport of this 13th chapter is that one should know the distinction between the body, the owner of the body, and the super soul. So, one should recognize the process of liberation as described in verses 8 through 12. Then one can go on to the supreme destination. So, I wanted to mention this. By understanding this chapter, in the end of the purport it says, one who can see the constitution of the whole material manifestation as this combination of the soul and material elements, and can also see the situation of the supreme soul, becomes eligible for transfer to the spiritual world. These things are meant for contemplation and for realization, and one should have a complete understanding of this chapter with the help of the spiritual master. So how wonderful that Srila Prabhupada has given us this Bhagavad Gita as it is. I was just visiting a few devotees, and one of them knows the Bhagavad Gita by heart, Vijayasaki Prabhu. Yes. In English. He got his inspiration. He had some free time in 96 and he learned it. And now, as a truck driver, and whenever there's some waiting time, so he recites. But he thinks of it. And more he was explaining to me that he goes a little bit unnoticed, but he knows the whole Bhagavad Gita. So, I mean, all the verses, yes. So, and he understands, and then he's also now trying to understand them more in depth, so by realization, so more, I mean, over the years, right? So 96, now we're 60 years later. So I was amazed because he never spoke it so elaborately. He said, sometimes I visit, he said, I'm doing some verses. Verses doing. So, I mean, he said, it was when he was speaking, I do some verses. I mean, that's what he likes to do. I mean, everybody has his inspiration, right? So it's encouraging to hear these words, Srila Prabhupada, just by understanding this and also realizing it. So we have some good chance to... So this is quite philosophical part. In the other chapter, Krishna said, if you understand my appearance and activities, you can go back to God. Also, if you understand this material nature and how we are entangled in it. So the text today says, it raises so many questions. How did we get here? What is this body made of? What are the causes of the body, the reasons of the body? Who is controlling the body? So field of activities, right? That's the analogy. Field of activities, that's the body, and the owner of the body. Here in the end, we are called the owner. By the way, although sometimes we also meditate that we are just borrowing or lending. I always mix up these two. So we're using the body, borrowing. Huh? So we are borrowing a body, but Srila Prabhupada here frankly says we own it. So maybe it's a lease. We must be careful to take care of the body and use it properly. So we can use it for self-realization. But there is an other controller also. There are still people who know the body. So in this chapter, the knower of the body refers to the individual soul and also to the super soul as well. And then Srila Prabhupada, he ends this purport by warning that we certainly must not confuse the two. So there is a very close relationship between the individual soul and the super soul. They are constitutionally the same in quality, but then many people they confuse and they identify them totally. They say they are the same. So the yogi, for instance, this example Srila Prabhupada gives, who meditates on the super soul in the heart. Hey, that's me. But he then confuses himself with the super soul. But we are, the analogy given many times is a spark is fire, but it's not the same as the whole of the fire. And also one drop of seawater, but it's not the same as the whole sea. We really can't compare a drop. But we're the same in quality. So now we have forgotten this, isn't it? We are deeply conditioned by... We have a strong conviction that we are the material body and the subtle mind. And we are confusing. We are very confused. The whole world is very much misguided. And we're trying to understand things in proper perspective, but as soon as there is a little bit commotion in our life, we tend to slip back in that modus of identifying with the mind, for instance, and taking the thoughts that come, the impulsive thoughts, very seriously, and to be ourself, to be coming from ourself, although it's like a kind of commotion of the modes. So here we are invited to thoroughly understand. So when at least we know in theory this knowledge, just like Vijay Sakhi was explaining, gaining a deeper realization of the meaning of these verses. But at least if we know them and we can ponder over them. So I thought it's really practical, knowing these verses. So many times a book is not at hand, or it's not on the right page, or my hands are dirty, or I'm tired, I'm reading. Yes. Now there is electronic devices, but always the battery is flat or whatever it is. So, yes, there is no solution more practical than knowing the verses very well. So, Srila Prabhupada, he says that the activities and the knower of the field of activities, so in their constitutional position. So, as it is Srila Prabhupada's, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance there. One of the things we have to realize is also the form of the of spirit which we all have, the constitutional position. So many times Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was asked about this Swarup, please, I want to know, can you help me? And the Siddha Pranala Manti. So that's the last etap in spiritual life, but many devotees are impatient about that. Maybe we should also not be too patient about it. We want to be eager for self-realization, but then, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, do not be preoccupied while chanting, for instance, with the end goal of chanting, because we're going to be distracted. Just continue patiently practicing sadhana bhakti, and the result will come. So he gave this Siddha Pranala. When they were asked him, he used to give this Siddha Pranala Manti, Trinada Pisvanichana. Because when we can come to that point that we're not disturbed, not because we are so tolerant, then we will be able to stay fixed on the goal and not be sidetracked. Just like Jad Bharat, he consciously avoided all social interactions at the cost of being ridiculed, of being harmed physically and emotionally. So, because he thought, enough, I don't take any risk now. So he was so determined not to be distracted. But Gorky Sordas Babaji Maharaj, he locked himself up on a toilet, of course, as we know, so that he would not be distracted. But it's very easy to become distracted. On the path of bhakti, there's many side paths. And when we are not very careful, we will be distracted. So this knowledge, let's look a little bit into the questions that are... Srila Prabhupada is paraphrasing a little bit the verse. So for instance, knowing what is this body made of. In the 7th chapter, there were some hints that there are 8 separated energies. And that's what those make up the body. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, and also mind, force, ego, intelligence. Yeah, and it's text number 4. Those are all into numbers. So then under whose control is this body? Under whose control is it working? Well, Vaishvanara controls the digestion. So Krishna is supervising that. And our mind by the moon. And so many demigods are involved. Sometimes, astrologically, there's a debilitation. And then our mind is very disturbed. Or Venus is active. Mars is active. So we are not so independent. Although we tend to think to be quite independent. So as long as things go well, we don't notice we are very much dependent. But a little bit like a little virus entering us, we are totally disabled from our normally activity, isn't it? We can't do what we ordinarily would be able to do. So we become thoughtful. But when things go well, we tend to forget. So here, the invitation is there, try to understand what's going on, how the body is working, and how the changes of the body are taking place. So very scientific. You start with a fresh body, and when you're young, you think you're capable of everything. Basically, there's nothing I cannot do, right? And then so scientific. Gradually, old age sets in. After 30, things start to go less smooth. And then I was so surprised. I just saw my mother, and the teeth are not what they used to be. It's scary. But they also fall out and such things, and gray hairs, and hairs fall out, and the digestion doesn't work. I don't have so much experience yet, but with this old age thing. But it's so scientific. It's decaying, so as if to say, what are you what are you going for? You're endeavoring so much for this material happiness, but this body, it's dwindling, and it's also going to end. So if we understand these changes that are taking place, so yeah, we go faster, we become more eager for spiritual understanding the goal of life, and we start, it starts to make more and more sense that it's a temporary adventure, and this is one of many episodes, one chapter of life. When, as Indriduna Swami says, there was an audience of quite old people, and he was very expert, because death is a scary topic. But he mentioned it, but he so expertly presented it. So, and then, because he said, you are born, you grow up, you're going older, and then there is death. And a chapter of life is finished. And then there is, but it's not the last chapter of the book, it's not the end of the book. So that was, but then you want to be prepared like that. So it was very positive. So spiritual life is positive. And this criticism of, oh, you're so pessimistic, we can't thwart it by just presenting it very sweetly and expertly. So it's not a big deal. It's a matter of preparation. That's what the message Maharaj gave there in the Polish, on the seaside. Everybody's relaxed, enjoying life. So how can we bring such an unpalatable message? Well, but by putting it the right way. If we are prepared, it's not a scary thing. It's not a bad thing. We will just turn a page and start another chapter of life. And the classical example is then also given, of course, like they want to construct an airport where your home is, your house is there, or a shopping center. So they give you a very kind letter. In 6 months, we want to start a construction site on your house. So, and then we prepare, we're looking for another place. So in this sense, all this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita is to be taken. We better be prepared. That's building a future. So we try to be conscious of this as devotees. When life sometimes becomes very comfortable, then this is not our number one priority, and we tend to put it off for later. So where from the changes are coming, what the causes are, and what the reasons are. So there is no coincidence in all of the changes of the body. It's not by chance that somebody becomes a chimpanzee, or it's all very scientific. There's very scientific laws underlying the change of bodies. According to what we deserve and what we desire. So that's very intricate, right? I desire this, but there is not enough money to buy it, so I get a similar thing, which is a little cheaper. Right? Just like sometimes the devotees have mentioned here, we have such cats in walking around the castle, and somebody makes this, because they are looking sometimes, staring, and then he may have been the owner of the castle. Could be. And then now, but also we could be born in our, if we own a house, we could be born as a mouse in that same house, and we're very attached to the house, but we don't have the credit to be a human life again. But then for sure, for devotees who are seriously endeavoring, there's no question of becoming a mouse again. But we have a good chance to have a human form of life. So, in this connection, I just read, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was born in what kind of family? Yeah, right. But actually, it was not a family of pure Brahmanas or something. Bhaktivinoda Shaivites. Yes. So it's quite interesting. And this, why do Shaktas? And pure devotees not always appear in like the best situation, right? Best environment. Why? To give heart to all conditioned souls that they have a chance too. I mean, so many great devotees, they were not born in like the best situation. And so there are many options also for those who start the spiritual path. There are many options where they can end up in the next life. So that's very intricate. But we can try to understand the factors, the reasons and the causes. One should also know the distinction between the individual soul and the super soul. So throughout Vaishnava, throughout the history of philosophy and several teachers have propounded several philosophies. Oh, everything is zero, everything is one, everything is two, right? Who is this? It's not Churchill. Yes. Yes, Madhvacharya. Everything is two. He wanted to make that point as opposed to everything is one, right? So therefore, but then how is it reconciled? Or was it again? Is everything two? Because this was the latest version. A Muni, Srila Prabhupada defines a Muni, is somebody who defeats somebody else's theory. So if one does not do that, one strictly speaking is not a Muni. When he speaks about Stita Dhir Muni in the second chapter, Stita Dhir Muni, he doesn't have to do this. But how was it? What is after two? Oh yeah, there were some steps in between. Qualified monism. Is it before or after Madhvacharya? Before, huh? Yeah. Qualified monism and then to Madhvacharya. I would make sense. You're confident, huh? You studied this in depth. Yeah. So, qualified monism. What does that mean? Back the mic. Yes, but within one. Yes. Yeah. But everything is concluded within Krishna, according to this theory. Yes. And then two, Madhvacharya. Yeah. There is a distinction, right? Ramanujacharya? Yeah, that's correct, I believe. Time-wise, he came after Madhvacharya. So he added something. Maybe we can't cover all the details here. We have refreshed our memory a little bit. But ultimately, Lord Chaitanya came up with a conclusion. How did we reconcile then all these contradictions? 1, 2, 50? How did he say? Ah, yes. Yeah, simultaneously one and different. So, if a spark of a fire is definitely fire, it has the same qualities. It can start a fire, but it is not quantitatively the same. So it's less powerful. And a drop of seawater similarly. So, this is so complete, this knowledge. When we understand this. From the description by the Supreme Personality of God, as Srila Prabhupada is writing, then this will be clarified. We should hear from the right source, in other words, and not interpret according to our own whims. So in parampara, under the guidance of a spiritual master. So then we have a chance of coming out of the wilderness of material existence, which can be very challenging and very painful. So by speculating, even for many lifetimes, one cannot come to a conclusion, but by following the authoritative knowledge from Krishna, given in the Shastra, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, we can come to terms with all the contradictions of life and cross the ocean of material existence. That is a promise for this chapter. So it's worth the endeavor of going through the mental pain of understanding these verses. We are promised that we will go home back to God. It's by have a good understanding of this chapter entitled Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. And in today's text, we heard Krishna was saying, now please hear my brief description of this field of activity, which is the body, and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. So that will now follow in the next text. Thank you for listening patiently. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granta Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Unless there are any comments or questions, we can go on to the next part of the program, which is chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sausages come out. Fresh pork. Exactly. Yes. So we don't know what we are doing, and it's so depersonalized. It's packed, and it doesn't look like a lamp or like a calf. So then it's easy to eat. But when you have to kill it yourself, for instance, so not so inclined to do it anymore. Mm. Maybe if you show a nice picture of somebody's lungs, who has lung cancer or who has smoked a lot and is very black, so that also is quite a scary thing. But usually people don't get to see that as they start smoking. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Become conscious, then we can also become Krishna conscious. But without becoming conscious, no way. Any other points, questions? So by the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we ended on time. And the bhajans can start on time too. So thank you very much.
Hey, so you want to just do a quick one?